Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
What advice would you give to entrepreneurs? Because that's difficult to plan your exit while you're still in it, right? Like nobody wants to plan their retirement while they're still an active player. Absolutely. So what advice would you give to entrepreneurs, whether it's leaving it to your children or leaving it to somebody that you're not related to, like, or to run it, all right, while still maintaining equity? Like how, like psychologically, how can you get yourself out of the business to look at it from not just an emotional standpoint, but from a practical standpoint?
You know, I think that, you know, Coach Carrill was the Hall of Fame coach at Princeton, you know, and he taught us very, very clearly the most important thing is to always think about your teammates first. So my responsibility is not about my life. It's about making sure that the 130 people here at Ariel, you know, they're going to have a place to work 30 years from now, 40 years from now, down the road. And the shareholders, friends and family who gave me money when I started, we have a responsibility to those shareholders to get a great return on their investments. And of course, all the people who are invested in Ariel Mutual Funds or the endowments that have hired us from, you know, colleges or universities or hospitals or corporate pension plans. So my job is to think about all that broad group of teammates. They're all part of, you know, I feel like I'm part of their team. They're part of our team. And we've got to make sure that we try to our best to create a winning strategy that's going to help us all be successful together over the long run. So having a strong independent board of people who are strong-willed, who are going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear, is also very, very helpful. You know, people are not afraid to speak up. But again, the bottom line is, you know, looking to find the right person who can take your place and ensure that the business will grow and thrive in the future. It's not about me in the short term. It's really thinking long term. And the other thing that we did to make that happen we also made sure that everyone else had equity in the company. And so early in Melody's career, we would grant her stock because I could see her potential. I wanted her to feel like an owner. And she started to buy stock herself. And a couple of years ago, she bought some of my stock because she wanted to be the number one shareholder in the company. And I thought that was important for the future of Ariel. And having that attitude that you're willing to share your equity, I think is important to growing a firm that can last from one generation to another. And you want the best leader you could find. And so I was lucky to have someone who's as dynamic as Melody is. The only thing I would also say is sometimes family members can be great, but sometimes they're not great. You know, I have one daughter that Desiree and I had. She's wonderful, Victoria Rogers. She just turned 34. I took her to the Berkshire Hathaway annual meeting once, and she said after the annual meeting, she said, you know, Dad, I have no interest in what you do. So she became an art history major, loves the art world. You know, along with Ray McGuire, she's leading a group of African-American trustees that are on the boards of art museums, making sure they're looking out for our community within the art world, which she loves so much.
That's a great story. So the number one question that we get asked, and I'm sure you've been asked plenty of times throughout your historic and iconic career, is what do you recommend in terms of diversifying a portfolio, right? Is it stocks? Is it bonds? Is it mutual funds? Is it indexes? Is now crypto a part of it? What is the recommendation?
Well, I think if you have the time and interest and you love investing, I think you should go for it. You read, study. And I think the most important thing is always, if you invest on your own, invest in common stocks that you that are in what we would call your circle of competence, in areas that you understand really well. If you're someone that's in medicine, maybe you're a nurse, you're a resident, you're a doctor, you might want to invest more in healthcare companies. Some of us love sports and basketball. So I, talked about the companies that I love. Somebody else, you find what you really love to read about and study about and think about, where you think you'll have a vision or an idea about the future of that company that others aren't going to be able to see, but your expertise is going to allow you to make better long-term decisions in areas that you know really, really well. And you'll be willing to buy more when those companies are out of favor. And there's lots of fear because you know it so well, you know it cold, you'll buy those stocks at bargain prices. The second thing I would just say is, if you don't want to do the work yourself, then you could invest in any mutual fund company like ours or Fidelity or Vanguard or T. Rowe Price. Diversify around many mutual funds where you'll have professional investors doing that research for you, picking the stocks for you. Our Ariel fund, our flagship fund, has roughly 35 stocks in it. So you get a diversified portfolio, and we have a whole team of people here doing the homework, meeting with the management, kicking the tires, getting on the road and seeing what corporate headquarters look like. Everyone doesn't want to do that. So we do that for folks who invest. It's just $1,000 to invest in Ariel Mutual Fund and get started. And you can put money in monthly and save that way. So, that's the thing we think is the best way. I tell people all the time when I talk to NBA players or up and coming leaders, everyone wants to start their own restaurant or their own nightclub. I said, I was on the board of McDonald's for over 20 years. I bought stock in McDonald's when I was 13. And when I left the board, the stock was 300, roughly 300. You can make a lot of money owning a restaurant company. You don't have to start your own restaurant company. I own stock in the company called The Sphere, which is the new arena in Las Vegas. They owned Hakkasan and Tao. Well, again, you don't have to start your own nightclub. You can be a part owner of two of the most dynamic nightclubs worldwide, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's the bottom line. I try to tell people, just don't have to do everything yourself. You can make a lot of money in the equities market and just be very, that's all. I have all of my money in stocks.
Is MSG part of that Sphere ownership as well?
MSG spun off the Sphere. Sphere is a separate independent company. They sold Hakkasan, they sold Tao, but they still own the Regional Sports Network.
Okay.
So to be clear, there are three publicly traded companies that Jim Dolan controls.
Yeah.
One, Madison Square Garden Sports, that owns the Knicks and the Rangers. Madison Square Garden Entertainment, that owns the Garden and actually has a long-term lease at Radio City Music Hall, for the Rockettes and the Christmas Spectacular. And the third public company is this new extraordinary sphere, you know, sort of the latest, the greatest arena in, with you know, sort of virtual reality on steroids for concerts and movies and everything you'd expect. And then they have the regional sports network as a part of that too. So there's sort of three ways to play it. We own all three, to be transparent, and spent a lot of time working on understanding those three stories.
My final question for you, let's say if someone wants to work for your firm, what are like four or five characteristics you're looking for in a new hire that would make them like an A-plus hire within the next year or two?
I think the most important thing that you're looking for is someone who's a great, great teammate. You know, I was talking to Steve Mills about this. He used to be the president of the Knicks, and you know, we played for Coach Krill together. See, we want people who are going to just always think about how they can help the team win and not think about themselves first. You know, I always tell young people, I talk to students all the time. I'm talking to kids today from the Aerial Community Academy at lunch. You know, the kids are coming down to learn about how we pick stocks and do research. And I'll talk about the fact that as they build their financial services careers, they want to always show up as the best teammate possible. And I'll tell them the example of the fact that, you know, I got to co-chair President Obama's inauguration, and he wouldn't have given me that privilege if he didn't think that over the years I had worked to help him get elected president first, and I wasn't thinking about any things that he was going to do for me. It was all about what I could do to help him be successful. So I say by far the most important thing is to be a good teammate. If you're a good teammate, you're also going to be the good listener, you know, someone who doesn't always have all the answers, but is willing to listen and learn from others and respect other people's opinions. You're someone who's going to, as my father would always say, you're always going to live up to commitments that you make to others. That whatever you promise you're going to do, you're going to deliver, and deliver on time, or deliver early. I think that's really, really, really important. And then if you can help your teammates succeed at something, help them, appoint them, you know, sometimes, you know, you might have a friend that they need to meet. You know, you might have a doctor they need to see. You might have a board you want them on. You know, just always looking for ways to help your teammates. Early on in Melody's career, you know, I helped introduce her to her first board. And now she's the chairman of the board of Starbucks. You know, but she appreciates that early introduction that got her going on her board journey. So looking out for your teammates, all those things come together, we think, to make for a successful firm and successful career.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.